So, I went to my first concert. It was... fun, to say the least. I wasn't, like, one of those crazy fans, though, that was, like, screaming for the person to come out. I mean, me? Please. I would never.
Melody!
Okay, I'm lying, but that doesn't matter. Yeah, I went to my first concert. It was of Melody Martinez. You guys may know her from her K-12 movie. Or her Crybaby music. I went to her Portals tour, which was pretty important. But not only was it important because it was her Portals tour, but it was my first concert. And it was really exciting to be able to go to a concert for the first time and see the person that I have loved for so long live was one hell of an experience. And all the cool people that I got to meet there was also part of the experience. One thing that she did there, which was like not her doing but her fans, is a bunch of people made bracelets. I made a bunch of trading bracelets and was trading with all these people, and it was so fun, and I will show that later on, all the bracelets I got and all the cool stuff that I got. You can see right now I'm wearing the tour shirt. I did get the tour shirt, obviously. It was my first concert. Why wouldn't I get that? I got the tour shirt and some other merch. I'll show at the very end, because that's not what you're here for. You're here for the Melanie experience. Yeah, so the event started off like normal at the beginning of my day. We're on our way to the Melanie Martinez concert! Woo! It's gonna be really fun. We have to drive there, which is not gonna be fun, but bracelet trading is the thing, and the bracelet trading is gonna be fun. Oh, they're in the box. My Melanie Martinez carousel themed box. Oh my gosh, I'm an OG. Oh, I got everything. I got the heart necklace. For back to the back of the head. We got the elf ears. We got the little things here. And then my makeup has like the two eye things and stuff. And yeah.
I put like a photo here or something. I bought them off of Shein for like $1. And then I bought elf ears and like some other stuff, like cat socks off of Shein. I was tight on money, so I thought I'd get that. And it added to the look. Dyed my hair rainbow-esque. It was supposed to be rainbow. It didn't really turn out rainbow, but yeah. Once I got that all done, I put on my top, which I got designed and sewn by one of my friends. It was like K-12 themed, super cool. So many creative people there. Oh my god, it was so awesome. We arrived at about give or take 4. We tried to get there early, and even though it was really early, there was a huge line that was all the way down from the theater in Charlotte, all the way down around the block. It was like, I believe, through the highway onto a second bridge, but we were able to thankfully buy a fast pass, so it wasn't that hard. Yeah, that's when the intense, you know, things started. The opening act was, oh god, what was their name? Tetsuki? I think it was Tetsuki. I've never heard of them before. If you've heard of Tetsuki, then good job. It was this one bassist girl and her like guy friend and her other guy friend. And yeah, they were playing very good music. But of course, that's not what I came here for. I came here for Melanie, the Martinez. Okay, their music was good, but you could hear that the crowd wanted Melanie. It was pretty obvious.
Melanie!
Oh my god.
Melanie, what president
she brings? I'm gonna start crying again.
was the main act, but for an opener, they were pretty good. It was a good, steady pace to get going, to go from the steady, soothing sounds to the hardcore pop, if you will. So, funny enough, at the very beginning, they were playing songs once the opening act was done, and we all made the terrible mistake of thinking that a intro to, I think it was, oh god, a Tyler, the Creator song, was her boyfriend speaking, Melanie's boyfriend.
Melanie!
Oh my god.
The Melanie went from president, she's great. I'm gonna start crying again. Come on. Come on. We later learned that that was not it. Yeah, it wasn't Melody's boyfriend speaking. It was an intro, like, signature or whatever for a song, and everyone laughed. It was really funny. Merchandise was quite nice priced. The only thing I would say that sucked after the show is that there were a bunch of fake sellers out selling fake merch, which was kind of a bummer, but it was still a good-looking tour shirt, if I do say so myself. She started off with her little intro.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. But yeah, it started with like a little intro, and then a little bit of screaming. I say a little bit, but I was like screaming as if it was like Slipknot coming onto the stage, and they were about to sing like Cluster and screaming my lungs out. It was a whole thing. It was very exciting and very exhilarating. I was both really high on serotonin and also adrenaline because it was my first concert, and also I was so close. Listen, the field isn't that bad, okay? You get good price tickets and you can see it pretty good from that amphitheater, so that was nice. But she started playing her intro thing, everyone was screaming, I was screaming, I was crying a little. I say a little, but it was actually a lot. And then all the bandmates walk out and everyone's like, and then there she is, our queen. I didn't get the recording of the first song, it got corrupted, but she sang in the exact order of her Portals album, so Death, Void, and so on and so forth. And when she started Void, whew, everyone went ballistic. It was something to behold, to say the least. It was incredible. Absolutely amazing. I am still like, I was absolutely, it was breathtaking. It was an art piece. It was a masterpiece. Oh my gosh. It was amazing. I would prefer to see that over and over again than the Mona Lisa. And I'm an art student, okay? So that says a lot.
drink from the fountains as holy water washes your good to.
Okay, it was really cool. And they got it up there really quickly, which was also, like, mwah, chef's kiss. Like, how did you get it up so quick? Because they were doing it, like, lickety-split year in between, like, the little things. Like, the segments of changing the songs. But it was so good. And the interpretive dances were, all of them were, like... just look, like...
I'm not one dream, one shamer. Oh no, one can leave, one stay merged. Hiding myself from the enemy, I wish it not be
fresh. So amazing. The spider thing, so cool. And then, my favorite song came on. My all-time favorite. Well, I want to say all-time favorite, because Soap is my all-time favorite, but my favorite song from the album came on, Nymphology.
Diamonds and rubies, let's start
all the rubies with me
out.
And
I am
Nymphology.
Turn it.
surreal. Literally the first, oh god, let me think, the first like 20 minutes of the show. This was like a 3-hour concert, by the way. Like, for the first 20 minutes, I was in pure shock, like shaking from how amazing and cool of an experience it was. It was so nice. There were these girls behind me and I was able to even like turn around and like hold their hands. I had no clue who they were, but I turned around, held their hands, and screamed at the top of my lungs with them and their mom. So cool, so awesome. Everyone was so sweet. And oh my gosh, it was just amazing. And then, you know, she finished, but she played some other songs beforehand, and then our queen was done with the normal album. Now, if you aren't a Melanie fan, you do know she came out with a deluxe album, which has Milk of the Leches, and Pluto, and also, I don't remember if Light Shower is a part, yeah, Light Shower. And so, she came out, and after everyone was screaming, encore, 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 and she sang it.
When this shit is over, lying down in the dark. Rise like a phoenix, show me the demon. Pluto transform me, to love my lonely. Send my talents, rise on the mountain. Show me the demons I'm hiding. Turn to expired milk. Tell me the
And she saved the best for last, my favorite song, Milk of Leches, and she sang that last.
Feel it, hold the power of the feminine hand.
A good time. It was so sweet. And my personal favorite part, it's June right now by the time that I'm recording this. It's June and Pride Month is happening, and our queen Melanie, our bisexual queen, she pulled out a pride flag at the very end of her song and was like, "Happy Pride, Charlotte!" Ba-da! And she was so sweet. I'll roll a clip from another video that someone took there.
Some friends, y'all. Go make some friends. I love you.
sweet. She was like, make friends. Go make. I made so many friends there. I'm going to be honest. I probably won't see them again. But the fact that I was able to just in line walk up to people and be like, hey, you like Melanie? Do you want to trade bracelets? It was so nice. It was like having a giant group of friends. And I made so many friends. It was so awesome. Now, the food prices were really good too. You can get $14 for a burger, fries, and a drink, which is a great deal. And again, the merch was really good. It was about $10 off of what you would get from the site. And also, they were giving out free Melanie merch to promote her and get her on the radio. Here's the QR code so that y'all can also promote her to get her more on the radio in North Carolina and the United States. I'm still doing it either way, even though I'm not down there anymore. I'm still doing that and, you know, promoting it anyways, because our queen needs to get on the radio more. I want that. But they were giving out free tattoos, and not many people got them. And it was so, so fun, and I was really sad when it was over. Again, it was a 3-hour show, and it started, this includes the opening, started at 7:30, ended at about like 10, 11, and even after it was done, people were standing there, talking, and just having fun. It was a whole experience, and I can't wait to go again, and it's going to be even more fun next time, because I hope that I can bring more people to the venue, and she does get bigger here so that she can have an even bigger theater and all that stuff. The only negative complaints I would give is that some of the staff were not the nicest people. One lady told us that we couldn't bring our bags in because they were the wrong size, and she was like, you can measure it down there if you don't believe me. And I went down and I measured it, and my bag was the right size. And that lady was just not a very nice person. She was clearly very grumpy, but it wasn't the end of the world. You know, we moved on. The staffing was good enough, but we weren't there for the staff anyways. We were there for the people who were all coming together to see this person, and then also the person themselves. And it was such an amazing experience. Also, the kindness of everyone was awesome. There were like one or two people who were not like the best, but the majority, other than those like two or three bad apples, everyone was so nice. There was a little area, I'll see if I can find mapping of like the layout of the place, but near the food court and the merch stand, there's this little center area, open area. Everyone was going there, we were all like trading bracelets. It was so cool. But 10 out of 10 experience. Glad that was my first concert, and I'm so glad that y'all could, you know, sort of feel it out with me. Hopefully I can do more concert vlogs in the future. I have another one coming up, so maybe, maybe not, I'll give a Young Blood one, but I have a Young Blood concert coming up, so we'll see if I want to vlog that one. It really all depends on, you know, all that stuff. Also, this is all the merch that I got. Pretty cool stuff. Sadly, I couldn't get a poster, but I'll probably find one later on and just buy a tour poster, because I have a whole poster thing over here. If you check my Q&A video, I show it off my poster wall. It's grown a little bit. It's going to my door, which is like huge. Don't forget to look out on my Twitter for upcoming art stuff, and also, you know, VTuber-related items, because I am still planning my debut, so that's pretty cool. That's it. I hope you all have a great summer, and thank you for, you know, coming with me to my first experience, because it was one hell of an experience, and now I'm going to become a concert kid. I think it's going to be my personality for the next, like, 6 months, give or take, maybe the whole year, but so cool, and I can't wait to go to many more concerts and bring y'all with me. I hope you liked my first vlog, Miko. Love you guys, and bye.